In Senegal, presidential campaigning is underway. Five candidates are in the running for the February the 24th elections. As two of President Macky Sall's strongest opponents, they are former Dakar Mayor Khalifa Sall and former Minister Karim Wade, have been barred from the presidential race, charged with embezzlement. Tensions are running high in the country. In protest, former President Abdoulaye Wade returned to Senegal last week, promising to help postpone the elections. Emmanuel Londe reports from Dakar.
Pre-election tension has been in the air for a while in Senegal. A recent study on the pre-electoral period between April and November 2018 by the think tank the Gori Institute found that ID cards have not been released on time, citizens weren't aware of the electoral legal framework, and vote buying is common. For the 100 monitors who compiled the study, corruption remains a concern. Dakar residents agreed.
For example, our ID cards. Some people have been waiting for 2 years and they still have not received their cards.
During the election rallies, generally they pay people to attend so people think they have a big following when in fact it's not true.
Today, if you ask the taxi drivers or anyone who's on the road, they'll tell you the extent of the corruption by the police and all that.
In total, just four politicians are facing off against President Macky Sall. It's the first time so few candidates have run in a presidential election since 1988. And last week, former President Abdoulaye Wade returned to Senegal from France, promising to have the elections postponed because his exiled son, Karim Wade, has been barred from running for the Socialist Party after being charged, then pardoned, for embezzlement. Several MPs, feeling unsettled perhaps, have crossed lines and switched parties altogether. These political defectors, observed in recent weeks, partly explain the feeling of corruption in Senegalese politics, according to the think tank. Earlier this month, Transparency International actually ranked Senegal 67th out of 180 countries in the Corruption Perception Index. Birahim Seck, coordinator of the NGO's local branch in Dakar, says there's a lack of good governance in the country.
The political will to fight corruption or to promote transparency or to fight against impunity has weakened completely. Look at this deluge of political defections. And most of the defectors are often people who have been pinned on certain issues. So if you join the executive powers, you are excused from justice. So these acts do not line up with what it means to fight impunity.
Over the last few months, Senegalese police have blocked opposition marches in Senegal and fired tear gas at student protesters. Malang Sen, known by his pen name Cabs, is an artist. He's drawn a special election comic to try and steer young people away from violence.
We've noticed that over the course of the last few years, the last few elections, every time there was either a presidential or a local poll, there were always riots. It's down to corrupt politicians who want to make a buzz or feel like a celebrity, and they incite their supporters to be violent to sabotage the vote.
The comic on presidential and local elections is being distributed throughout the country. A total of 20,000 copies will be available in schools and youth councils and tells the story of four friends preparing for the elections.
This one is Lucy, this is Kudu, that one is Usu, and this is Pap.
The comic's meant to promote peace and citizenship during a tense electoral campaign period and also explains the voting process for any future elector.
I took special care to draw in this box an explanation of how to vote. People haven't been given clear explanations of what they have to do, and usually when it comes to counting the votes, there are many ballots that are null and void.
The Senegalese Association of Decentralized Cooperation and the Konrad Adenauer Foundation produce an educational comic once a year. Mamadou Dieng is the association's president.
It doesn't just talk about young people's involvement, but it enlightens them and builds awareness so there won't be any violence. So we have peaceful and democratic elections and everyone accepts the results of presidential or local elections.
As Senegalese voters head to the polls on February 24th, 100 observers from the European Union, as well as from Norway, Switzerland and Canada, are expected in Senegal to support Senegalese observers at each polling station. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.